Hey, it's JP Nurbin. You're listening to Culture Builders number 149, 5 questions to measure your success as a coach. Today's contribution comes from Shane Sowden, the men's basketball coach at Briarcrest College in Saskatchewan, Canada. Wanted a reminder for you, if you don't already, please subscribe to the Culture Builders podcast so you don't miss any tools to grow as a coach and to build your culture.
Welcome to today's podcast. I've recently been reading through the book Quiet Strength by former NFL coach Tony Dungy. I want to share one particular part of the book that stood out to me, where Dungy takes some time to unpack his definition of success. This part of the book really connected with me, as I've often wrestled with the competing views of what really defines true success. Dungy writes, "The competing views of success in our world often create an interesting tension. Society tends to define success in terms of accomplishments and awards, material possessions, and profit margins. In the football business, winning is the only thing that matters. If we get caught up in chasing what the world defines as success, we can use our time and talent to do some great things. We might even become famous. But in the end, what will it mean? God's definition of success is really one of significance, the significant difference our lives can make in the lives of others. This significance doesn't show up in win-loss records, long resumes, or the trophies gathering dust on our mantles. It's found in the hearts and lives of those we've come across who are in some way better because of the way we lived." End quote. Coaches, when we embrace Dungy's definition of success, every season can be successful regardless of our win-loss record. In fact, I'd argue, according to Dungy's definition of success, we may win many games and championships, but if we aren't making a significant difference in the lives of others along the way, we aren't actually experiencing true success. In his book, Dungy provides us with 5 questions for self-reflection to help us evaluate how we are measuring success in our lives. Number 1, what will people remember us for? 2, are other people's lives better because we lived? 3, did we make a difference? Number 4, did we use to the fullest the gifts and abilities God gave us? And number 5, did we give our best effort, and did we do it for the right reasons? Coaches, whether you're starting or finishing your season, these reflection questions provide us with a powerful tool to help us coach with significance and to focus on what truly matters. I know for me, they've helped me process and navigate through challenging seasons when my win-loss record hasn't been where I want it to be. And during seasons where my team's win-loss record has been very good, they help me to remember that my impact and significance as a coach goes way beyond and is much greater than the success we are experiencing on the court. That's it for today's Culture Builder podcast. I hope you enjoy listening. And if you're looking for a great book, consider picking up Quiet Strength by Tony Dungy.